All right. What do you call a little musical instrument about this big that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
French harp.
All right. And another musical instrument that you put part of it in your mouth, you know, and you twang it.
Juice harp.
Say it again for me.
Juice harp.
Okay.
It's the only thing that I know.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. That's what I always called it when I was a child. Oh. Sometimes a carpenter has some things that are shaped sort of like this, and he puts a board on top of them, you know, to saw the board. What do you call those things?
Workhorses.
All right. Now, he also might have something shaped like this, and he'd put a log, you know, in between them like that to saw it. What would those things be called?
I always called it my saw rack.
Saw rack. Okay. Okay, that's right down here, you see. That's one of the answers. What do you call a piece of playground equipment? You know, for children, a long board like that balanced in the middle and they sit on either end and go up and down?
We used to call it a seesaw.
Okay. Let me see where that is. Yeah. That's my next question. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Slide jig, what we used to call.
Well, that would be what we would call a seesaw. We'd cut off a pine bush up so far,
uh-huh.
And we'd make it round and around,
mm-hmm.
And we'd take a great long pole,
mm-hmm.
And split it and put it up in that, and one get on one end, the other on the other end, and we'd go around and around.
And you call that a seesaw? The seesaw went round and round. It didn't just go up and down like that.
Well, I just wouldn't know what we used to call that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now your son says flying Jenny. Did you ever call it that?
Well, flying Jenny was, we went around and around.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about now.
Flying.
Okay, all right, good.
I about forgot the names of all things like that.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time since you played like that, hasn't it?
It sure has.
All right. What do you call a flat piece of stone to sharpen a knife on?
Wet rock.
Okay. If you've got a lot of company at your spending the night at your house and you don't have enough beds for them, if you made a bed on the floor, what would you call that?
Pallet.
Mm-hmm.
I've slept on a million of them.
I know. When I was a child, I just thought that was awfully exciting to get to sleep on a pallet on the floor.
When my mother would always have more company than she had beds, I always took the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you call low ground in a river valley?
Bottom ground, I reckon.
Okay. Let's see. The main road that runs through Chatsworth, what kind of road is that? What's it made out of?
I don't know.
Well, what I really am driving at, I want you to name different kinds of roads for me, according to what they're made out of.
Well, I don't know what they've got rock on there, and then they put something else on there. I don't know what.
You don't know what that stuff's called? It's sort of black looking, isn't it?
Well, they just call it the black top. That's all I ever heard it called.
That's one of the words I want.
It's just the black top.
Okay. Now, what kind of road do you have out here in front of your house?
Just a dirt road.
All right.